Welcome into the In the Money Podcast, first one for 2026. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we are taking a look at the late pick four at Oaklawn Park for Saturday, January 3rd. And that includes a couple of stakes races, including one very early Kentucky Derby prep race, the Smarty Jones. That's the third leg. But, Jim, we start out with a first level allowance going a mile and a 16th at Oaklawn, four-year-olds and up. And how did you see this one?
Yeah, featuring a horse that that raced in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that's right.
In 2025, is turning four on January 1st. So, Render Judgment is coming off a long, long layoff here, and I am going to just completely toss him. I'm going to say that he's been off since May. This is a prep for something else, and I am not going to use him in the pick four. If he beats me, he just beats me. The Kentucky Derby was a fiasco. I'm surprised he even got in there, but he did at the very last moment and just got drilled. And Kenny brings him back in this spot. I'm thinking for a spot down the road. So I'm going to toss Render Judgment. That leaves me with Riddle Solver for my top pick for Norm Cassie. Coming off a win at Oaklawn, second off a layoff, improved his buyer from 77 to 85 and beat another horse I'm going to use in here, Gunrunner Charlie, in that race, the four horse. So I'm going to take Riddle Solver on top, going to use Gunrunner Charlie. Simply because they gave a lot of money for this horse that he hadn't really panned out, but he's been close the last. He won his race at Del Mar, then at Oaklawn he went off at 3-2 and got beat by Riddle Solver. I think that he probably improves off that. Super Cruise for Ray Ashford and Christian Torres. Only three lifetime starts with a win, a second, and a third, so lots of room to improve there. Again, the second time at Oaklawn, along with Dance Samo, who came close to winning the Oaklawn race last time out in December and got beat by First Division by half length. So I'm going to use Dance Samo in here. Logical horses, Gunrunner Charlie's my long shot, tossing Render Judgment.
I took Riddle Solver on top as well. I like that lifetime best buyer on the 12th of December in the second start for Norm Cassie, and that was at Oaklawn. Horse has good speed, well-drawn for that. I took Super Cruise next, just the fourth start, so there should be upside left for this horse. And he's hit the board in all three starts, including one win. I'm going to put Render Judgment on the ticket. Also going to use, just in case he's ready, and going to have him on my pick four ticket, but I'm not real high on him either. Dance Samo, pretty consistent. More seconds and thirds than wins. But I'm going to put him on there as well. And then I'm going to use Oy Gevald, 13, if he draws in. It's a tough post, but is in good form. If he gets scratched or somebody else gets scratched, Gunrunner Charlie was the next one on my list who I'd move up into the slot. But for the purposes of what we're talking about, people listening can move Gunrunner Charlie in for my ticket if they want, if somebody scratches. But for my ticket, I'm going to go 2, 3, 6, 8, 13, and try Riddle Solver on top. The second leg is the Commodore Overnight, 6 furlongs, 4-year-olds and up. I thought there were two horses that I thought one of these two would win it. I took Concrete Glory on top, one off a layoff, 17 lifetime wins. Saez has been hot, and he's in the saddle. Echo Again had a 98 or better buyer in three of the last four starts, has steadily improved. Talented runner. So I think one of those two wins it. If you wanted to go deeper, Thought That Counts, making the third start for the Jacobson Barn with 5 wins, 4 seconds from 17 starts, would be probably the next one I'd take a look at. But I'm just going to go too deep on my pick four ticket, Concrete Glory on top. How about you and the Commodore Overnight?
Right with you, but I took Echo Again on top. I thought Commodore Concrete Glory takes the lead here easily and probably goes wire to wire. 6 furlong specialist, 8 wins in distance out of 20 races, and went wire to wire at Churchill in November. Echo Again got a lot of backlash, is running optional 80, optional 75,000 consistently the last few races, and had three buyers, 98 or 99, as you mentioned, 2 at Saratoga, 1 at Churchill. I got to believe that those races were as tough as this overnight stakes race, if not tougher. So Echo Again and Concrete Glory, kind of a, which one you want to take on top in a cold exact is the way I would play this race, and only use those two in pick four.
10th leg is for 3-year-olds, the Smarty Jones, or the 10th race, the third leg of the late pick four. It's a mile and a 16th, and an early, very early stop on the road to the Kentucky Derby. Who'd you like out of these 3-year-olds in the Smarty Jones?
I narrowed it down to four horses here, and I wound up going with the longest shot of the four, Oscar's Hope, for Tom Amos. Horse comes out of a Jean Lafitte listed stakes at Delta Downs at 7.5 furlongs, stretches out to 1.16 miles for the first time. But this colt showed a lot of ability right off the bat. Almost broke his maiden first time out at Saratoga, and then broke his maiden by 5.75 at Saratoga. He came back and ran behind a good horse named Outfielder. Won his next two races. He's 3 out of 5 lifetime. Just has not done anything wrong. And if I get anywhere close to 8-1 here with Santana on, I'm going to take it. I'm going to use the other logical horses in the pick four. Universe for Kenny McPeak coming out of the Kentucky Jockey Club. Horses run second the last two times out. In a grade 3 and a grade 2 in the Street Sense Kentucky Jockey Club. So he fits on class perfectly. Boca Beach Club for Jimmy DeVito and Louis Saez. As you mentioned, Louis Saez has been riding great at Oaklawn with 11 wins already. This horse has done nothing wrong. Got beat the Advent last time out at Oaklawn, but got beat by a length and 3/4. Went off as a favorite. And then Rancho Santa Fe for Brad Cox and Florent Giroux coming off a layoff. Ran well at Keeneland last time out. 2-for-2 lifetime, broke his maiden first time out of Ellis Park, and then came back and won the optional claimer at Keeneland. So Rancho Santa Fe fits as well. I'm going to go with those four with Oscar's Hope, an upset Hope on top.
I took an upset shot on top with Silent Tactic, 12-1 on the morning line for Mark Cassie. Horse won the debut at 1.16 miles, and that was on synthetic up at Woodbine, and then came back in the grade 3 Grey Cup and nearly won that. So I thought that was impressive. And also this horse, I think, has a better pedigree for dirt than synthetic. So if he's better on dirt and he ran that well on the synthetic, I think he might have a shot to upset him in here. I took Sleeping on Freedom and Universe, the two McPeaks, would be my next two. Sleeping on Freedom, I thought, beat a nice field in the first try around two turns. I think there was some nice horses in there. Universe has placed in 3 graded stakes, so he's a little more battle-tested. And then Rancho Santa Fe is the other one I'm using for Brad Cox on the 2-for-2 angle. So those are the four I'm going to take a shot with and try to catch price on top with Silent Tactic. First level allowance wraps up this late pick four. It's 4-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. And I end up going 4 deep in here. I took Stiglitz on top, a 95 and an 88 buyer in the last two, one of them at Churchill, one of them at Keeneland. Those are good fields, obviously. Keeps Arietta in the saddle, who rode him in both of those previous outings. 5 o'clock Somewhere was claimed by the Shire Barn off a 92 buyer win at Churchill and has won 5 times, which in a first level allowance is a significant stat. Gets Saez to ride. So I think that one's probably the one to beat. 7 JP Race back with Ingrid Mason, and this barn won 2-for-2 with this horse back in the winter at Oaklawn. And then Vital Mind for Asmussen, 84 buyer in the maiden-breaking win off a layoff. So just on the angle that this one might have really improved, I'm going to add that one to the ticket and go 4 deep. How did you look at race 11?
I've got your 4 horses, and I'll raise you one, and that's the horse I'm picking on top. Excuse me. Map to the Stars is the 9 horse for a trainer named Armando Hernandez, who's a 23% trainer. And if you look at the bottom of the past performances, he is 58% first claim, 7 out of 12, with a 483 ROI. This horse is 12-1, was claimed for 80,000 last time out at Churchill and won. And he brings him back in an allowance race. He protects him. Somebody who's a 58% trainer off a claim, first off a claim, I'm going to take him. So I'm going to take Map of the Stars for an upset in the finale. I'm going to use Stiglitz as my second choice. 5-0 Somewhere is my third choice. And then Vital Mind and JP Race, all the other logical horses. JP Race intrigues me a little bit with all that speed, because if he gets an easy lead, he can wire them. But 5-0 Somewhere also has a lot of early speed. That's the other reason I think Map to the Stars might set off of them from the 9 hole and run them down the stretch. So your 4 horses plus a long shot.
I'm going to take try an $80 ticket to start the new year. Going to go 2, 3, 6, 8, 13 with 3, 5 with 1, 4, 5, 9 with 1, 6, 7, 11, $80. How about your ticket, Jim?
And mine is $80 as well. 2, 4, 6, 8 with 3, 5 with 1, 3, 5, 6 with 1, 6, 7, 9, 11, $80.
Let's get the folks off, hopefully, to a good start in the new year with a nice pick four score. Best of luck if you're playing out at Oaklawn or somewhere else as you make sure you're fully stocked in your Keeneland Select account, watching football maybe, and want to play a few races, so make sure you have funds in the Keeneland Select account. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll be back next week with another edition of In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.